March 5th, 2024, IPA board meeting in Burbank, California.
Okay, everyone. We'll have everyone, let's call our IPA board meeting to order. We'll note the time is 12:15. Sorry for the delay. I'd like to come up with a real good reason for it, but that's just what happened. So with that being said, to kick us off, we'll go around the room and announce everybody that's here. Can we start with you on that end, Cody?
Cody Comby, IPA audit manager. Joe Leaves, IPA board. Eric Larson, IPA board.
Kevin Allen, IPA general manager.
Oh, Greg Wynn, IPP operating agent.
Lori Morish, IPP project manager.
And I'm Nick Patton, IPP board.
Eric Wadden, IPA outside counsel.
Michelle Miller, IPA.
Alan Johnson, the IPA board.
Mark Montgomery, the IPA board.
Linford?
Linford Jensen, IPA.
John Ward, IPA communications director.
Blaine Hackey, assistant general manager, IPA, and project sponsor.
Vance Huntley, IPA treasury manager.
Lois Ding, LIBU.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. We'll proceed with our agenda in order today, unless something does come up to alter that. The next item we have are board chair items. I do only have a couple of items I'd like to bring up to the board today. One is I had some discussions with a few of the board members, and I followed that up with a discussion with Mr. Ward about the possibility of scheduling a legislative visit in Washington, D.C. for the board to meet with our congressional staff and our members that way. So I think over the course of the next months, John will probably see what does or doesn't work that way. Thank you. The other is I did speak with Mr. Kevin Payne earlier today, and we discussed a little bit of, you know, some additional future options at the IPP site. And he has some great discussions, some great insight. Of course, he's a pro at that. And so probably over the next month or so, depending on his schedule, I've arranged that we'll be arranging for him to meet with the folks at UAMS to discuss the needs of all the members there, including the IPP cities, and what may be able to happen on site there. So if anybody has any questions on any of that, I'll take them now, or we can talk later as well on those items. Next we have our board committee reports. Anything on from the governance committee?
No.
How about compensation committee? There? No. And I think audit committee is over and waiting for next cycle.
Yeah, we have nothing new to report then.
Okay, thank you everyone. Moved to item number two on our agenda today. We're fortunate to still have Greg and Lori with us for a Q&A session. And maybe I would turn it over to either or both of you if you have any comments to make before we jump around and ask any questions.
Maybe a few comments. John Finlayson isn't here, but he can speak to the transition that we're making with the staff there at IPAC. We've made some big strides recently, earlier this month, as you may or may not know. In conjunction with the IPSC board and with the work being done with IPSC, we did identify a few of the leadership positions out at IPSC. So the board members, myself, Lloyd Morish, Kevin Pang, Anton Bruce Rigby, and Eric Larson went through an interview process with a few candidates so that we could see who would be able to take over the reins once we get to the new gas facility. So it was a very good process, a smooth process. There was a lot of work in the background to evaluate these candidates, look at their resumes, look at their how they would handle different situations, sort of evaluations of their leadership based on what they thought of themselves, their supervisors, their peers, doing this whole what we call a 360 survey of their capabilities in conjunction with an interview process in which we ask them questions about their strategic thinking, their goals, and how they would handle certain situations that came up in regards to either personnel or what the future would look like for them and what their vision is for both IPSC as an organization and Intermount as a project. So we did conduct that last beginning of February, so that was a great process. Yeah, I want to thank the board for its support, and of course the board members that are also on the IPSC board for helping with that.
Eric, Bruce, do you have anything to add to that at this point?
It was a it was a great process. I felt like it was very thorough, and it was a great process. I think it was very thorough, and I think it did justice to leading us down the right direction to pick the right one.
Yeah, it was a very impressive process to be involved in. I appreciate it. It's good.
Lori, any comments you have? No?
I don't have any further comments.
Okay. Anybody from the staff or board have questions for Lori or Greg while we have them captive here? Joel?
Yeah. So I apologize if this has been discussed before, but I was just thinking about the safety report that we had on IPP. I'm wondering, what about the construction process? I know there's a lot going on. It's probably a lot of that can be riskier situation. I'm wondering, how is the safety of the project going for the renewal?
It's going well. What we will do is to ensure that in subsequent generation, in our subcommittee meetings, will include more information about the safety statistics on the site. We are in the communication path for everything that occurs on site, so every little thing, there's a lot of little trips and falls and slips and little cuts and things like that. There have been a couple of more serious issues, and so the next time we meet, I'll make sure to bring something to the subcommittee meetings and then to this board meeting and to the coordinating committee about the things that are occurring on site. We have had, when the construction first started, we kind of had a, all hands on deck because we saw a contractor going in a direction that we didn't particularly care for because they weren't following their own safety plan, and especially for communication, something had occurred and we didn't hear about it from them. So there were things that we discussed with them, and when we see trends coming and going, we have little discussions with them. Kevin Payne is part of the safety committee that discusses safety with them continuously. So we are on top of ensuring that they are communicating with us regarding their safety plan, and things like that. But I will bring the statistics to this board so you can understand what's happening. From what I see, it doesn't seem like we're doing any worse than anything else in the industry. I think we're doing a little better, but there is a lot of construction, and right now there's going to be a lot of people on site walking all over each other. And what we don't want to happen is when you're, in that last push, the end of construction. Right now, we are at the end of construction for the IPP switch yard, for the substantial completion for the major part. When you're getting close to that and you have a due date coming, some folks maybe take their minds off of task and they start, looking at schedule only, and so we're ensuring that the contractor is staying close to their safety, following their safety plan, and letting us know what's happening.
So. Great question, Joel. Anyone else? Jason, you still online with us? Anything you have? Any questions? All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully, are you both able to stick it out with us for a little while in case some questions do come up? Okay, good. Item number 3 on our agenda today is potential consideration of a closed meeting. And so we're going to move into that as outlined on the agenda. The board has a need to engage in discussion of a business decision, the disclosure of which could cause commercial injury to or confer a competitive advantage upon a potential or actual competitor of IPA, excuse me. Do we have a motion by anyone on the board to open the closed meeting? A motion by Bruce, a second by Joel. Let's put that motion to a roll call vote. Would you conduct that for us, Michelle?
Nick Tatton.
Aye.
Joel Eaves.
Yes.
Eric Larson.
Yes.
Alan Johnson.
Yes.
Mark Montgomery.
Yes.
Bruce Rigby.
Yes.
Jason Norlin.
Okay, I don't think he's left this year. Okay. All right, looks like the motion carries unanimously to enter into the closed meeting. The board will convene the closed meeting today, Tuesday, March 5th, 2020.